greater than all we see, greater than all we ask. We ask the great things. Lifted up, defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. God is with us. God is on our side. He will make a way. Grace to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, we defeated the grave. Raised to life, our God is able. To life, our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, you defeated the grave. Raised to life, our God.
Praise the Lord. Well, would you stand with me and grab your Bibles, or you can just look up here on the screen. I think I got the scripture. Would you go to the first scripture? Let's stand and read the Word and pray. Excuse me. It's 11:30, 11:23. Church goes to 12:30. Is that right? I'm going to have three people in church at 12:30, right? What time do you let out? Now? Some people are going, I'm hungry now. Okay, well, play it by ear. Amen. If I'm going too long, just wave at me. Just do this. You know? Got to quit. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? A great word. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we just come now to your word in this time, and it's such a sacred moment. And God, as we open your word, I pray that we can have fun. We can look at some of the scriptures in there. But God, I pray that you would just move by the power of your Holy Spirit across this place, touch every heart in a unique way, and speak to each one that's here something that they need to hear this morning to challenge their life, to grow in you, and to grow into the person you call them to be. Bless the preaching of your word, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. I want to encourage you this morning to be a good amener. Amen? Amen. Because if you amen good, I preach better. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't know. It was funny. I preached last week for the first time since I've been home in Wisconsin. And the people were just extremely quiet. They were just sitting there looking at me, and it was a little difficult to preach. So if you amen a little bit, it goes smoother. Amen? Well, the title of our message, you can go to the title page there. The title of our message today is Fearless. Fearless. God wants to live us a life that's fearless, that we can face fear and we can do what God asks us to do. It doesn't mean a life that's absence of fear. We're still going to encounter scary moments. In fact, the more that you choose to serve the Lord and follow the Lord, the more your life is going to encounter scary moments. Amen? He hasn't promised you a life of comfort and security, but one that will challenge you to become the person that He has called you to be. And might I propose to you that all of us, including myself standing here today, we don't yet know what God has for our life and who God wants us to be. Sometimes we think, well, I know who I am. I work in the factory, or I pastor the church, or I'm a missionary, or I'm a housewife. But God has so much more for you than just that title, that position, that identity. Amen? He has a life for you that's exciting, that's challenging, that's stretching you, so that as you live your life, you look back and you realize, this life was not about me. God has been in the midst of it. After 10 years in Morocco, I can't stand before you and say, you know, I'm a hero or the nation has completely changed. But I can say this, I know the hand of God has been on my life. Amen? And I may not be better than some other missionary or even some other Christian or some other preacher, but I know that I'm better than me without God. Amen? And when you know that, life is so exciting because you see God working in your life, changing you, challenging you, stretching you, and it is a fun way to live. Before we get fully into this today, I want to ask you, do you fully realize that God is on your side? It's easy to say amen. But sometimes we don't believe that. And of course, the devil is constantly trying to bombard your life with thoughts that are counter to that. The devil wants to convince you that somehow God is actually against you. Or that God is maybe not against you, but he's often a far-off corner of the universe, and he's just not really concerned about you. My mother was a bit like this. I remember she was in a service one time, and somebody gave a testimony about a car. And it was kind of offensive to her because she said, you know, I don't think God cares about cars. Yeah, maybe he doesn't care about cars, but you know what? He cares about you. And he cares about your every need. Amen? And so God does care about cars as it might concern one of his children. He cares about the least little things in your life. But the devil would come along and say, God's off in a far-off corner of the world, and he's got to deal with world hunger and wars, and he doesn't have time that you need a car or you have this little sickness or problem. No, God cares about you. And he's able to care about all the things of the universe and still look at you. God cares about your problems. Let me go to the next slide there. And I'm not going to put all these up, and don't turn there in your Bible. Let me just read them to you real quick. Exodus 14. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Somebody say hallelujah. Did you hear what that? The Lord will fight for you. We used to sing a song, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory will be mine. You see, our nature is to be a fighter, amen? And somebody offends us, or we don't get our way, we don't get our right, we want to sue them, we want to fight, we want to... Next time, just be silent. Let the Lord fight your battles, amen? He'll take care of your enemy, He'll take care of your battles. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Psalm 55, cast your burden upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never, say never. Never. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Wow. 1 Peter 5, 7, cast your care upon Him because He cares for you. Psalm 121, He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. God is never sleeping. He's awake even when you're asleep, and His eye is upon you, watching you every moment, every second of every day. Of course, the classic here, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It means I won't have needs that God won't attend to. Luke chapter 12, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That scripture really came alive to me when I read it for this sermon. As never before. We know that scripture. We go, yeah, okay, God knows how many hairs are on my head. I can tell some of the guys we're making that job easier on the Lord. Amen. But listen, that's not what it says. It doesn't say He knows how many hairs you have. It says the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So if a hair pops out, He knows, oh, that was 3,967 hair that fell out. He knows hair number one, number two, number three, all the way to whatever you have. Amen? He's got them all numbered. Now you say, Pastor Chris, what does that matter? To me, it shows intimate, extreme detail of God knowing who you are. So He doesn't just know you have 5,000 hairs on your head. He knows every one of them. If you lose one, He knows which one fell out. Well, listen what it says right after that verse. Fear not. Do you get it? Fear not. If God has taken the time and the care to number every one of your hairs, what should you be afraid of? He's watching you. His eye is upon you. He's got you covered. I love that scripture. Isaiah 49, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, he says, but I will not forget you. It's like God starts to give an example and He can kind of hear somebody maybe making an excuse. He starts to say, I'm like a nursing mother. Could a nursing mother possibly forget her child? And then it's like God starts to hear someone making an excuse that says, oh, well, I know this lady, and she left her baby at church and went home, you know, or something. And God says, well, maybe these could forget, but I will never forget you. Isn't that great? So God says, my care for you is even greater than a mother with a child. I'll never forget you. I assure you this morning, just as Pastor said, God loves you. I loved when he was saying that, and I was thinking of my message, and one of the challenges we should have is to go out today and tell somebody that God loves them. And maybe even say to them, like Pastor suggested, is tell them, hey, you know what? Jesus loves me. Do you know that? Jesus loves you. Amen? What if we just started sharing simple message like that? The love of God. I assure you this morning, He loves you. He is on your side. He is fighting for you. God cares for every need that you have. When you hurt, He feels it. When you are down, He wants to lift you. When you are lonely, He wants to comfort you. But I want to warn you today that the devil is a liar. And he wants you to lose your trust in God. He wants to weaken your faith. He wants to get you into a pattern of being a fearful person. He wants to cause things in your life that create a continual repetition so that you start to fear. You say, well, I don't want to do that because last time something bad happened. And he wants to cause you to live in this fear because it opens a door to all kinds of his activity in your life. But listen, God is calling you to be fearless. You can put up that next slide there, another list of scriptures. God is calling you to be fearless. Let me go through these real quick for you. You can write them down if you like, but don't take the time to look them up now. Psalm 23. The psalmist says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Amen. Because you are with me. Hallelujah. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 118, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? 2 Timothy chapter 1, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 31, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And lastly, 1 Corinthians 16, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. And I would just add to that, be fearless. Amen? Be men of courage. Be women of courage. Be men and women of God. Fear has a destructive power that tries to enter into our life, and fear will destroy the will of God over your life. Fear will destroy the things that God wants to do in and through you. You may have heard me preach on this subject before, or your pastor, and you say, yeah, I kind of know this, but you know, you need to hear it over and over again today. You know, and so if you're here today and you're kind of saying, you know, I got this, you need to hear it again. You go to the Word. We're not going to do it today, but you know, in Joshua chapter 1, God's telling Joshua, look, Joshua, here's the promise I made Moses, the children of Israel. I can take them into the promised land. Yeah, there's giants there. Yeah, there's some problems to face. There's some battles to fight. He says, listen, but I can do this. God's saying, I can do it. I can give you this. But God says, I need something from you, Joshua. Four times, be strong, be courageous. Amen? So God's saying the same thing in your life, whatever it is He's planted in your heart, that's your dream, that's your vision, that is your ministry, it's your calling. God's saying, I can do that. You be strong and courageous. You lead the way. You take the cause. You share the vision. God can do it. Be strong and courageous. The Bible tells us 365 times words like fear not or be afraid, one for every day of the week. Because the reality is, this is something we face constantly. We wake up in the morning and the devil wants to bring fear into our lives. We hear this sermon today and we get all pumped up and we get excited and we go out and we get a phone call. Something's broke, or someone's sick, or there's some problem, and immediately fear grips us. And so we need daily to be encouraged. We need daily to stand strong. What does it mean to be fearless? Let me just give you a couple simple definitions there at the top. Simply means not afraid and very brave. And then I looked up some, I don't know how to say that word, synonym. I always want to say cinnamon, huh? Anyway, look at these words. I love this. So this is what it means to be fearless. To be bold. You say, oh, but Pastor, I'm timid. Can I just tell you the truth? I am the most timid, shy person you will ever meet. I know you're sitting there going, no way. That is my nature. That's who I was when I was a little boy. I'd rather crawl in a box and play with toys or something than hang out with other kids. Super shy, super timid. Could never stand before you. This is the grace of God in my life. Amen? It's the call of God. I couldn't do this. It's not me. And so, don't use that as an excuse. Oh, I can't be bold. You can be bold for the Lord. He's called you to be fearless. He's called you to be bold as a lion. Step out. To go out today and tell your waitress who waits on you at lunch, hey, does Jesus love you? Hey, can I pray for you? Be bold. Be brave. Step up to the plate. Doesn't mean you don't have fear, but you do what you need to do in spite of that. Courageous. Take on some challenges. Valiant. Gallant. Lion-hearted. Hallelujah. Heroic. Daring. I love this one. Audacious. Just call me Pastor Audacious. Hallelujah. Unafraid. And gutsy. Are you a little gutsy in life? You need to be. Step out. Do some gutsy things. Take some challenges. Take some risk. So fear is simply fearless. Go to the next slide there. Fearless. Less fear. Without fear. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that fear won't come upon us, but it means that when fear does, we face it and we go on. Go to the next slide. It's a picture of Sarah. She said, Papa, you talking about me? I said, I always talk about you, baby. But she went through this surgery, and she could be very timid and very shy, but she's out riding horses and doing all kinds of things, surfing again and out there just having a life. And, you know, even that surgery itself, the doctor told her, Sarah, you don't have to have this. It's not life-threatening. But it was very uncomfortable for her, and she said, no, I want to do it. And I remember thinking how brave my daughter was because, you know, if the doctor ever tells me it's optional, you don't have to do it, I'm like, I ain't doing that. I even had a doctor one time, he goes, well, I think we need to pull one of your wisdom teeth. And I'm like, you know, am I going to die? No. I said, then leave it. You know, I don't want any extra trouble, you know. But she said, yeah, I want to get it done. And so I'm very proud of her and her. She's an example of being fearless. Go to the next slide. I want to just make a quick disclaimer to you that by being fearless, we don't mean being foolish. We're not proposing today that you do outlandish things. We don't want to encourage you that somehow to be godly or to be fearless, you need to be a bungee jumper or a rock climber or a skydiver or even move to Morocco or do something kind of outlandish. But what we mean is that when you hear the voice of the Lord, when you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're living a life of obedience. And let me tell you, when you hear the voice of the Lord, when you're led by the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a little scary. Just like we were talking about Joshua. You know, Joshua had been in and seen the land and he'd seen the giants. And God's saying, be strong and courageous. Yeah, you're going to have to fight some battles. You're going to kill some giants. It's going to be scary. But you go forward. Lead the children of Israel. So God leads us to scary stuff. And that's what we're talking about here, is a life of obedience, a life of fearlessness, doing what God asks us to do. And so, next slide. Fearless doesn't mean taking unnecessary risk or gambling. I would highly discourage that kind of thing. That's not how God's going to bless you. Oh, God's going to bless me, so I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. No, I don't think so. Go to the next slide. And just want to tell you a quick story. There was a gal just shared this story with me, and she was going into a store, and the man who was parking cars in front, somehow she had a conversation with him or saw him and knew he was ill, had some kind of problem, and she felt the Holy Spirit tell her right there, pray for him. And she was like, fearful. So she walked in the store, and then she said, I got to go pray for that guy. She walked back out, and this is on a busy street, and she goes up to the guy, and she says, look, I want to lay hands on you and pray for you to be healed in the name of Jesus. And so the guy said, sure, pray for me. So when she laid hands on him and started praying for him, people walking by stopped and go, hey, what are you doing? Can you imagine being starting in prayer and people are going, hey, what are you doing to that guy? And she said, I'm praying for him in the name of Jesus. God's going to heal him. And she prayed for him right there on that street corner. You see, that's the kind of boldness we need in life. And I don't mean just boldness to do that just every time, but boldness as the Holy Spirit leads us, that we step out. We don't say, oh, well, Lord, maybe I should do that. But you know what? It's a busy street corner. They won't know what I'm doing. I might get in trouble. No, she just stepped out and did it. Fear and faith are counters to each other. And we can't live that life of faith if we continue to allow the devil to use fear to keep us from living the life God has for us. And so when we're fearful, we can't be faithful. And when we're fearless, we can't be faithless. And so fearful is the same as faithless. And fearless is the same as faithful. Amen? I hope you understood that. A little example I want to show you. It's simple. It's like in our lives, We kind of have two compartments that hold hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it's like in our life, we've got two compartments in our heart. And they hold the exact same thing, which is basically belief. And when we're fearful, we're believing that something bad's going to happen. We're worrying. Now, fear is the substance of things worried about, the evidence of things not seen. Faith and fear are the same thing. And in our lives, if we're full of faith, full of fear rather, we're empty of faith. And the only way we get full of faith is to get rid of that fear, to trust God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You see, they're the exact same thing. One is positive, one is negative. One is God, one is the devil. And we've got to choose in our life which cup we're going to fill up. And I think so often in our lives, here's the way we live our lives. Oh, God, give me some faith. Oh, I'm scared of that. God, help me. And then we say, why don't the things of God manifest in my life? Because we're trying to have faith, and we're doing this. But I want to tell you, this is the life we need to live. Amen? This is the life we need to live. We've got to be fearless, faithful. Hallelujah. He knows I drank out of the faith cup. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we have like those two compartments in our heart. And so when you start to worry, realize that's just negative hope. You're hoping for something bad to happen. It's not reality. I've heard someone talk about fear, and they said, false evidence appearing real. It's the same when we worry. Most of the time we're worrying, there's no evidence that what we're worrying about is going to take place. So it's the exact same thing as faith, in a sense. We're having faith, there's no evidence that it's going to take place. Our hope is the evidence that we're trusting God for it. Amen? So when we have worry, you've got to learn to shift that over, to cast out that fear, to trust God. Hallelujah. I want to see you rise up and do what you need to do. I want to see you be a bright light in Bedford. I know the Lord will speak to you individually and say, I want to see you fulfill your ministry, your destiny, the plan that He's planned for your life, to live your life to the fullest, to all that He has, to go where He has for you to go, to do what He has for you to do. Amen? Not to live a life that's fearful. Go to the next slide. We already shared that. These are the, you can look at this face of fear, and these are the top fears that people have in life. And you know what? As believers, we don't have to fear any of those things or anything at all. Once again, it doesn't mean you won't experience that kind of fear trying to enter your life, but when we live a courageous life, we do what we need to do in spite of that feeling of fear. And that's what makes us courageous. You can go to the next slide. And so, joy of the Lord is our strength. Go to the next slide. And this is the face of fearlessness. Amen? We laugh at the problems of life. So look at these top 10 fears. Losing your freedom. I'm free in Jesus. Amen? Fear of the unknown. Wow. The Bible already tells us, Jesus said, the wind blows where it lists. It comes from somewhere. We don't know. He goes, we don't know where it comes from, and we don't know where it's going. And then He says, so is everyone that's born of the Spirit. If you're born of the Spirit, you should be living in the unknown every day. And this is the problem. We're trying to get everything figured out, but we live in the unknown. Pain, the Lord is our healer. Amen? Disappointment, God is with us. Same thing with misery. He is ever with me. Amen? We have no loneliness. Ridicule, the Bible says He sings over me. Rejection, I am accepted in the family of God. Death, the Bible says, O death, where is your victory? Failure, well, we may lose some battles in this life, but He has already won the war, and He has called us all more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. So we don't have to fear these things. Hallelujah. As we close today, I want to challenge you to this afternoon, if you've got time, if not, maybe your devotional tomorrow, go to your Bible and open Hebrews 11 and read through that faith chapter And it starts out with a lot of cool victories. And then somewhere along in the middle, it starts telling you about some people that things didn't go the way they wanted. And then it says, and all these died in faith, having not received the promise, God having prepared something better for them. Amen? So the idea of faith in fear isn't that we control the universe and we can make every circumstance turn the way we want it to, but it means that we walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk with the Lord, and it will be well with us as we walk with Him. So we close. I want to challenge you just in your own life to think about, what would your life look like without fear? What would your life look like without fear? Because fear has controlled many of the decisions you've made in life. And fear is probably to some degree even controlling some things in your life right now. And so what would your life be like? Here's the answer to that question. Without fear, your life would be look exactly like the life that God planned for you. Amen? And so it still can. Don't worry about what fears in the past may have caused problems for your life. If you will choose now that life of faithfulness, that life of pushing through fear, you will have the life that God intended for you.